the NBC newsroom. The Guatemalan Congress has just declared war on Japan, and Mexico and Colombia have broken off diplomatic relations with the Jap. Already, 32 nations are involved in the present war, three more than in the last war. Chile announced tonight that the United States has accepted her suggestion for an early conference of the 21 American republics to discuss the Japanese challenge. From the Dutch East Indies comes a dispatch that British forces have broken up a Japanese landing party in North Borneo. The report lacks official confirmation. It does not make clear if this is the same action as reported by the British yesterday. The Netherlands East Indies has issued a warning against possible fifth column action and attempts by the Japanese to land airborne troops. All inhabitants are warned not to leave their homes without identification cards. Canadian military authorities have just announced that the entire Pacific coast of Canada will be blacked out from dusk to dawn until further notice. And a report has just come from London that General von Nietzel, German Air Force expert, is now in Tokyo as an advisor to the Japanese Air Force. The report is printed in the London Daily Sketch. Von Nietzel is a former adjutant to Marshal Hermann Göring. All radio stations in the San Francisco Bay Area were suddenly ordered off the air at 6:15 p.m. Pacific time. A previous order silenced stations in Oregon, Washington, and eastern Idaho. President Roosevelt has asked the Senate to appropriate $18 million for the development of Floyd Bennett Field in New York as a naval air station. Now we thank the sponsor of this program for relinquishing a portion of his time in order that you might hear the latest news. If any further news develops, this program will be interrupted from the NBC newsroom.
Everyone in the house said they wanted Mom to have more leisure. Well, I was the only one who did anything about it. And look what happened.
Oh, that boy.
That boy.
That Brewster boy. Quaker Oats, truly America's super breakfast, brings you That Brewster Boy, written by Pauline Hopkins and starring Eddie Firestone Jr. If you have your Quaker Oats today, it's a wonderfully rich source of the great anti-fatigue vitamin B1. Serve your family America's super breakfast regularly. Delicious, healthful Quaker Oats. This is the story of an average American family, the Brewsters. They're just average people. That is, you might say average of all except Joey. And Joey, wait and see about him. Right now, the family and Phil are comfortably seated in the living room, absorbed in a very seasonal topic. Mother is there.
Dad, did the Anderson send us a Christmas card last year? Dad?
I think that'd be a very good idea, Mother.
Oh, Dad, you never listen.
I got 25 names on my list, Mom.
Oh, please, Phil, tell me.
No, honey, boy, no, it's a secret.
Look over this Christmas card list, Dad.
Please, Phil.
Now, Nancy, I said it's a secret.
Hey, do I have to send cards to my teachers, Mom?
Please, Phil, tell me.
Phil, for the love of heaven, will you tell Nancy? And tell me, too. Now, I'm curious.
Oh, she wants to know what I'm giving her for Christmas, but I'm not talking.
You want me to get the phone, Mom?
No, dear, I'll go.
Now, look over that card list, Dad. Daddy, what are you getting Mother for Christmas?
You know what I'd like to give her.
What, Dad?
More leisure.
Leisure, Mr. Bruce?
Yes. Mother runs this house. She cooks our meals. She looks after us. I'm afraid we take it all too much for granted.
Jesus, wouldn't it be wonderful to give Mom more time for a Christmas present?
Yes, that's the idea, son. Something that'll make her life easier. Quiet.
It was Mrs. Warner. She's getting a fur coat for Christmas.
Really, Mother?
Don't.
Ever since you bought Mother a fur coat for her birthday, Daddy, Mrs. Warner's been wanting one.
believe in keeping up with the Brewsters, huh?
Oh, Mrs. Warner likes to be the first one on the block with everything.
Now, Joey.
Well, she does.
Oh, 8 o'clock already. I want to bake a batch of cookies before bedtime.
Oh, now, Mother, stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah, there isn't any trouble. The cookies go so fast in this house.
Now, you see, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but Mrs. Brewster enjoys baking.
Yes, I know, Phil, but I want her to take it easy.
Well, there must be some way to make her do it.
Yes, if we could only think of something.
Don't worry, Dad, don't worry. If there's something, I'll think of it.
Boy.
Who? Me?
Can you tell me where Mrs. Warner lives?
Sure. Right on our block.
I'm answering her ad for a cook.
Oh, are you a cook?
I'm the best cook and housekeeper you ever looked at.
Really?
I hope to tell you.
Cook, housekeeper. Then Mom could take it easy.
Huh?
What a Christmas present that would be.
You folks looking for a cook?
Well.
How many in the family?
Four, but...
Big eaters?
Well, we...
Does your father come home to lunch?
Why, he...
Do you send your laundry out?
Why,
Who takes care of the furnace?
Look, I just...
All right. You look okay. I'll take the job.
What?
I'll take it.
The lady?
The name is Lottie.
But Lottie, I don't know if Mom...
Well, come on, come on. What are we waiting for? Let's go home.
Tomato juice, Joey.
Yeah. Okay, Mom.
Tomato juice in the living room, huh? Lottie's suggestion?
Not suggestion, dear. Order.
What are we having for dinner, Mother?
I don't know. Lottie's taken everything out of my hands.
Lottie's efficient, is she?
Well, dominating. Now, suppose we go into the dining room.
Gosh, Mother, it'll seem funny not to have you jump up every minute.
It'll seem funny for me, too.
Well, the table looks nice.
Yeah.
Sharp. What'd you say we're having, Mother?
I didn't say. Lottie hasn't told me.
Well, you're ready to eat?
Oh, Lottie. Yes, we're ready.
Here, Mr. Brewster. Dish up.
Hmm?
Serve them.
Well, what's this, Lottie?
Vegetable dinner? Good for you.
No meat tonight?
I'm a vegetarian.
But, Lottie, we're not vegetarians.
But I am. Go ahead, dish it up while it's hot.
Vegetable dinner.
Oh, Joey.
Joey, there must be thousands of cooks in this world, but you would have to find a vegetarian.
But, Dad,
I... I'll put the dessert here on the sideboard. You can grab it when you're ready.
What are we having for dessert, Lottie?
Bread pudding.
Bread pudding?
I suppose that's your favorite dessert, Lottie.
I hope to tell you. Go ahead, dish up while it's
bread pudding.
I'm sorry, Dad, I...
Mother... After this, you'd better write out the menu for Lottie.
She says she's running things around here.
Pass the beef steak sauce, Mother.
But, Dad, there's no beef steak.
Well, I can dream, can't I?
Oh, can't let you feel. He said he'd be here early.
The doorbell. I'll go.
Well, I think it's for me, Lottie. I'll
sit still and eat your dinner.
Oh. Daddy, if that talk helps...
bothering me at dinner time now.
Well,
I... Oh... Hello.
You calling on Nancy?
Why, I usually...
All right, come in.
Well, I'm Philip Hayward.
And I'm Lottie.
Oh, hello, Lottie. Will you tell me...
How do you earn your living?
Well, I'm a medical student.
Well, a big boy like you still going to school?
Well, I... Well, you know, medicine takes a long time.
Oh, you're not very bright, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I
thought I heard your voice.
Well, honey, come rescue me.
Lottie, this...
Your boyfriend? You can do better.
Lottie.
Come on in the living room, Phil.
Yeah, please.
Better go back and finish your dinner, Nancy.
Where'd you get the Amazon?
Well, we...
Wait, don't tell me. I know it was Joey's idea.
Yeah, Joey found it.
Yeah, in a wrestling ring?
What's that dinner?
Vegetables and bread pudding.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Oh, sorry to interrupt dinner.
Don't be sorry, Phil. That dinner needed an interruption.
Hello. Never mind. After Lottie goes up to her room, I'll go out in the kitchen and fix her something.
Oh, Mother, you're wonderful.
She certainly is.
Dad, you're a dilly, Mom.
Oh, hey, now wait. The idea of having a cook is so Mrs. Brewster can take it easy, right?
But, Phil, she's a terrible cook.
Well, then fire her.
That's an idea. Fire her, Mother.
I didn't hire her, Dad.
Well, but, Mother, you're...
Besides, I never fired anyone in my life.
You're the head of the house, Daddy.
Yeah, Dad.
You mean,
Yes, dear.
But I
understand, Mr. Brewster. She's an Amazon, all right.
You're not afraid of Lottie, Dad?
Afraid?
Gosh, Daddy, I didn't think you were afraid of anyone.
He isn't. Are you, Dad?
Afraid? A nonsense.
Then you fire it here?
Well, I...
You'll fire it?
Of course. Of course I'll fire. Why not? Fire right now, right this minute.
Call if you need reinforcements.
That'll take care of it.
Poor eaters in this house. They're picky.
Lottie.
Well, Mr. Brewster, come back to finish your dinner?
No,
sit down.
Thanks. Lottie,
you didn't finish your bread pudding.
Well, you see, I...
Hurry up and finish it. I want to clear the table and get out of here.
You're going out tonight?
Yeah, sometimes I work evenings.
Work?
Dance hall.
Dance hall?
Bouncer.
Bouncer? You mean you...
I toss them out, yeah.
Oh, you toss them out?
On their ear.
On their ear.
I hope to tell you. Oh, you ought to see me work.
Well, I'll take your word for it, Lottie.
Why did you come out here, Mr. Brewster?
Well...
You got something to say to me?
I came out to finish my bread pudding, Lottie.
Dad, do you realize that that woman's been in my kitchen for a week now?
I realize it, Mother.
The way she bosses it.
Yeah, she tries to keep me out of the house.
She thinks I can do better.
Now, Nancy.
Hello. Well, I'm Joey.
Where you been, son?
You're not around much, small fry.
Lottie keeps him busy.
Yeah, Aaron.
Hey, now, don't you think you people have put up with Lottie long enough?
But Daddy can't fire her.
And I won't fire her.
Well, I'd offer my services, but it wouldn't be fair. She's twice my size.
Now, I've been giving it a great deal of thought, and I have decided that it's up to Joey.
Dad?
Well, you founded it, didn't you?
Yeah, but
I... You had no business hiring her in the first place.
But, Dad, I...
All right, you brought her here. Now get rid of her.
Get the door, Joey.
Okay, Mom.
And remember what I said, son.
After all, Joey's not...
How am I going to get rid of Lottie? Oh, hello, Officer Kennedy.
Joey, how many times do I have to tell your old man to turn his parking lights on?
Did Dad forget again?
Now, wouldn't he say it? I'm going to give him a ticket.
Oh, I'm sorry, officer.
That is no excuse.
Did I hear the bell?
Oh, it's okay, Lottie. I'm taking care of it.
Policeman. Well, what does he want?
Dad forgot to turn his parking lights on.
And this isn't the first time now.
Then why don't you turn them on?
Huh?
Lottie.
Well, what have you got to do besides walk up and down the block?
Why?
Lottie, please.
We pay our taxes, don't we?
Sure you do, but...
Then turn on those lights for us.
Hey, you know how to give orders, don't you?
Well, I hope to tell you. And Joey, come on, help me with the dishes. I gotta get through early here tonight. I got some bouncing to do.
Yeah, I'll be right there, Lottie.
What a woman.
Yeah.
I thought we'd like the same that was built on generous lines.
Say, Mr. Kennedy.
Yes?
You're not married, are you?
Married? Me? No.
Hey, you're not married.
Why? What's it to you?
Nothing, Mr. Kennedy, nothing. I was just keeping an eye on the future, that's all.
So Joey's keeping an eye on the future, huh? Well, in just a minute, we'll see what the future brings for the Brewsters. And come to think of it, I guess all young men and women keep their eyes on the future. And the future these days is in the air. Right?
You ain't just clicking your teeth, Marcus. Someday I'm going to be a pilot.
Yes, and that's why I think you'd be interested in meeting a friend of mine who's made a special trip to the studio to be with us tonight.
Why, in uniform. A United Airlines pilot. Chief?
Now listen, stop mumbling, Joey. And meet First Officer Steve Toth, pilot on the New York-Chicago flight for United Airlines.
I know you. You used to play football for Northwestern.
You were sure spiffy on the gridiron. Hey, Marv, you know, Steve was an All-American fullback. Hey, when it comes to football and flying, Mr. Toth, I'll bet you see under the hood.
Thanks, Joey. You look like you know the score yourself.
Hey, no whooping?
No humming, Joey.
Well, how do you like flying, Mr. Toth?
It's one of the greatest professions in the world, Joey. That and medicine. You know, although I'm a pilot with the United Airlines, I'm studying medicine, too.
Jeepers, you must know a lot about... a lot, huh?
I try to know a lot about things that interest me, Joey. A man who plays football, a man who is a commercial pilot, has to know something about taking care of his health.
I'll bet the United Airlines physical examinations are tough ones, huh?
Yes, Joey, they are. The government insists that all commercial pilots take a stiff physical exam every few months, and United Airlines has one of its own once a year. And one thing we pilots steer clear of in the air is tea. And that brings me to Quaker Oats, Joey.
Hey, you eat Quaker Oats for breakfast like Captain High Sheridan does, Mr. Coates?
Yes, I do. And I've noticed that plenty of pilots insist on a hot breakfast of oatmeal every morning. I like Quaker Oats. That's one reason why I eat it. But there's another reason, too. Quaker Oats gives me food elements I need.
You see, Joey, Quaker Oats is made 100% of whole grain oatmeal, the richest, thrifty, natural source of vitamin B1.
Hey, that's the great anti-fatigue vitamin, huh?
Right. And since fatigue is something all flyers must avoid, you can see why I eat Quaker Oats every morning. It's a swell source of food and energy. Food, energy, and B1.
Yes, it's easy to see that fatigue is something all pilots must avoid. In fact, it's something all of us must avoid. We can't look our best or think our best. We can't get the full enjoyment, even from our hours of relaxation, if we're tired. That's why it's so important to all of us to enjoy delicious Quaker Oats daily. It's such a splendid source of food energy and the great anti-fatigue vitamin B1, the vitamin so widely lacking in American food. These days, we all want to be at our best. So you see, enjoying a daily hot breakfast of delicious Quaker Oats is an ideal way of adding extra B1 to your diet. Tomorrow, ask your grocer for the big economical package of delicious, healthful Mother's Oats or Quaker Oats. Enjoy America's super breakfast, wonderfully rich in the great anti-fatigue vitamin every day. Well, Joey may have some ideas about getting rid of Lottie, but so far they haven't been successful. Right at this moment, a little scheming seems to be going on. Anyway, Mother's in the kitchen and calls cautiously.
Joey?
Yeah, Mom?
Come here, Joey, in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hey, Mom, it sure looks good to see you in the kitchen again. Careful, dear. Don't let Lottie hear you.
Oh, I forgot.
She's up in her room, so I'm smuggling some food out for Dad.
Are you?
Joey, here's a jar of strawberry preserves I put up last year. Just take it to Mrs. Warner.
Okay.
When our neighbors are sick, we have to look after them.
Yeah. I baked that cake I had to deliver yesterday. Yeah,
I know, Mom.
And that pie the day before.
Yeah, I knew it was your pie, Mom.
I didn't dare take a chance on Lottie.
No. Did Mrs. Warner say how she's feeling, Mom?
Oh, she's pretty happy.
Happy?
Yeah. The doctor decided she has a nervous breakdown. And Mrs. Warner says she's the first one in our block to have a nervous breakdown.
Well, take this jelly to her.
Okay, Mom.
And hurry straight home, Joey.
Yeah, Mom.
Hello, Joey.
Oh, hello, Officer Kennedy.
Good. How's the kid?
Here's another little present for you, Mr. Kennedy.
Hey, Joey, you're all right. Hey, that cake was something. And that pie?
Mr. Kennedy, I'd rather you wouldn't say anything about it.
Oh, Lottie's kind of modest about her cooking, huh?
Well, most good cooks are modest.
Yeah.
Why don't you drop in and visit Lottie, Mr. Kennedy?
Well, I don't know. She's the serious type. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I hope I do.
Wants to settle down, that sort of stuff.
No, I think you ought to stop in and visit Lottie. She gets sort of lonely.
Yeah?
Don't you ever get lonely, Mr. Kennedy?
No, I'm pretty good company.
Well, jeepers, it's wonderful to have someone look after you.
Oh, I ain't the helpless type, Joey.
Fix breakfast for you, mend your socks.
I do my own mending.
Wait for you when you come home from work. Greet you at the door with a kiss.
I ain't the kissing kind.
Have your slippers waiting for you.
I like to sit around in my socks.
Bake a cherry pie.
Cherry pie?
With a lattice crust.
Lattice crust? You know, Joey, I've always been a sucker for cherry pie with a lattice crust.
Really? Well, why don't you stop in and see Lottie?
Hey, Yes, maybe I will. Sherry pie with a lattice crust.
Yikes. I wonder if Lottie can bake a cherry pie.
Dad?
Living room, Mother.
Dad, where's... Oh, hello, Phil. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, don't tell Lottie, Mrs. Brewster.
Dad, where's Joey?
Well, I don't know, Mother. Where did he go, Nancy?
I think he said something about visiting Mrs. Warner. Mrs. Warner just telephoned.
Oh, how is she, Mother?
Dad, I've been sending jelly and cakes and pies to Mrs. Warner.
Yes, dear.
I've been sending them with Joey.
Well?
Well, she's never received them.
What?
Mother.
You mean Joey's been holding out on us?
Mrs. Warner said that Joey has visited her every day, but she knew nothing about the food I sent over. Mom, I... Joey.
Come in here, son.
Uh-oh.
Joey, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Joey, what have you been doing with the things I sent to Mrs. Warner?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, Joey?
Now, Dad, you told me I had to get rid of Lottie, didn't you?
What has Lottie to do with this?
Well, I've been giving the stuff to Officer Kennedy.
Officer Kennedy?
Why him?
Does he like your mother's cooking?
You see, he has the idea that it's Lottie's cooking.
Joey.
Oh, son.
What a dirty trick to play on Mr. Kennedy.
Joey, I... But, Mom, I've been visiting Mrs. Warner, and she gets plenty of stuff from the rest of the neighbors.
Now,
and...
Joey, you listen to me.
You're all in here.
Yes, Lottie.
Well, I've got something to tell you. Officer Kennedy just proposed to me.
What?
Proposed? Lottie?
Sweet, huh?
Very sweet.
Say, how did you get in here? You can do better, Nancy. Look at me.
Now, Lottie, that's no way...
Well,
he's waiting for me in the kitchen. I just thought you'd
want to
hear the news.
Well.
Isn't it marvelous? Joey, I've got to hand it to you.
Oh, that's all right, Dad.
Oh, now, don't be modest, Joey.
Oh, Mrs. Brewster, I forgot to tell you.
Yes, Lottie?
You'll have to get some new furniture for my room.
New furniture?
But, Lottie...
You're going to get married.
Oh, I'm not quitting my job.
You what?
You're not. You mean?
Oh, no, don't worry. I'm not quitting.
But, Lottie, when you get married...
Then Officer Kennedy will move in here.
Move in? Here.
Oh, Lottie, Officer Kennedy is going to live here.
I hope to tell you.
Joey.
Yikes.
I'll get the door, Lottie. Hello, Mr. Kennedy.
Hello, Dad.
Dad?
Not too late for dinner, I hope.
Why, you...
Where's the evening paper?
In the living room.
Never mind. Don't bother. I'll get it.
Now, look here, Mr. Kennedy.
Oh, it's okay. No trouble. Hello.
Oh.
Can I not interrupt him?
Hello, Mr. Kennedy.
Hello, honey bun.
Honey bun?
Hello, bud.
What?
Just came for the evening paper.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, as you are. I'll see you later.
Nancy, every time I try to talk to you, that flat foot pops.
Well, it isn't my fault, Phil.
Well, maybe we'd better not have any more dates at home. Maybe you'd better meet me at the corner drugstore.
Oh, Phil.
Well, I'm getting sick of it.
Did he take my paper?
Yes, Daddy.
Nice fellow. Charming.
Daddy, isn't there anything we can do?
Suppose it would help if we move?
Yeah. Out of town.
Dad. Oh, Dad.
Joey, I haven't anything to say to you.
I know, Dad, but I got something I got to tell you.
Now what?
Mom's upstairs in bed.
What?
Does she have a headache, Joey?
Dad, Mom says she's going to stay in bed until we get Lottie and Officer Kennedy out of the house.
Not a bad idea.
I begged Mom to come downstairs, Dad, but she sent me away.
I don't blame her, Joey.
Mom won't even talk to me.
I feel the same as your mother does, son.
Oh, Dad.
Mrs. Brewster. Mrs. Brewster.
She's upstairs, Lottie.
Oh, well, I'll tell you people the bad news.
Bad news?
Lottie.
What's that?
I'm quitting.
You're what?
Oh, I'm very sorry, Mr. Brewster. I know you're going to take it hard.
Well, Lottie, it's a great shock.
Yeah, it's a great shock.
Yeah, but they'll recover. Mrs. Warner offered jobs to both me and Officer Kennedy.
You're going to work for Mrs. Waters?
I hope to tell you. Starting tomorrow.
Oh, Lottie.
Well, I better go upstairs and tell Mrs. Brewster.
I ought to tell her right away.
Break it easy, Lottie.
My ears didn't deceive me, did they?
Oh, Mr. Brewster.
Hey, Dad, isn't that swell?
Mrs. Warner. Joey.
Yes, sir?
You've been visiting Mrs. Warner every day this week, haven't you?
Yeah, Dad.
And I suppose you did a lot of talking.
Oh, well.
Just what did you tell Mrs. Warner?
Well, nothing really important, Dad.
No.
No, of course, I happened to mention that we were the only family on the block with a cook.
Oh, you just happened to mention that.
Yes, sir. Do you think it was all right to mention that, Dad?
All right to mention it? I hope to tell you.
Brewster will be back in just a minute. There is a bit of a canny Scot in all of us, you get. It's not that the Scotsman in us will grudge spending the money. It's just that we want to be sure we get the most of the best for the money we spend. And, mon, you cannot do better than spend your money for Quaker oats for breakfast. Yes, because right now, food costs are rising. And breakfast dishes are rising even above the level of other foods. In fact, two breakfast staples have gone up twice as much as the average of other foods. But America's favorite breakfast, America's super breakfast, delicious, healthful Quaker Oats, still costs less than half a cent a serving. The regular size package of delicious Quaker Oats gives you 20 generous servings, and the large economical package gives you 48 generous servings. And that may mean breakfast savings of the kind any woman appreciates. Quaker Oats saves you money, too. Money that may come in very handy during the holidays just ahead. Quaker Oats is made 100% of whole grain oatmeal, the richest, thrifty, natural source of the great anti-fatigue vitamin B1. Tomorrow, ask your grocer for the big economical package of delicious, healthful Mother's Oats or Quaker Oats. Serve your family America's economical breakfast, America's super breakfast, every day. Well, next week, something rather surprising is going to happen with the Brewster family. And we'll probably hear Joey talking to Chuck over the phone, saying something like this.
Hello, Chuck. Hey, this is Joey. Look, I'm not going to school tomorrow. No, I'm not ever going back to school, Chuck. I'm a failure there. But deeper, Chuck, I just discovered I'm a super salesman. Yeah, I got a job. Yeah, selling begonia butter cutters.
Tune in again next Monday night at this time for another enjoyable evening with That Brewster Boy. Meanwhile, be sure to ask your grocer for Quaker Oats, truly America's super breakfast. The original music on this program was created and conducted by Glenn Welty. This is Marvin Miller speaking for the makers of Quaker Oats, America's super breakfast. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.